Yeah, there's a lot of police and law enforcement presence around the stadium, probably at each entrance. We just saw earlier people were watching the game from right outside of the parking garage over there. Hey, hey, all right, found him. Got him. All right.
Welcome to the Silicon Valley front row.
Actually, the mic, you gotta put it up there.
Oh, I can do this right?
Yeah. Do you wanna do it again?
Yeah, sure. Welcome to Silicon Valley front row. We're here at Levi's Stadium once again, with David this time.
Yep.
And it's the very end of the USA-Bosnia game. And it looks by all means, unless something really bad happens, that the US won by 2-0.
Yep. And it was super loud, like especially when the US scored the first one. I wasn't even near the stadium. I was about like a 4-minute bike ride away.
Yeah.
And I could hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably gonna get a lot louder when it's over because people get excited. So we'll do some recording now. Now the Senegal-Belgium game that was earlier today was Senegal was up 2-0 with 6 or 7 minutes to go, and then Belgium tied and then they won. But this time I don't think that's gonna happen. So it all looks good for the US moving to the next round. And this is the biggest game at Levi's Stadium ever because it's the second round, it's the knockout stage, and it's the last game as well. So
hey, do you wanna talk to them?
Hey, where are you all from? Can we ask you a couple of questions from here?
Yeah, born and raised for our family is Guatemalan background.
Guatemalan background? Oh, yes. No, nice. So I guess him like us, he didn't have a ticket to go in, right?
It's
like we're like waiting outside.
So expensive.
So how do you feel about the game? It's up 2-0 already. What do you think is gonna happen?
We're gonna win, for sure. 1,000% sure.
Yeah. So how do you feel?
Amazing. We're so proud. We're proud to be American.
That's nice. Did you see any games like before?
Yeah, we watched all of them.
Oh, but not
on TV.
On TV, okay.
Yeah, in 1994, I was here. Yeah, in USA 94.
I remember that very well. I'm old enough to remember.
Yeah.
I'm from Romania.
Oh,
so
nice.
Romania played in 94. They kind of did okay. So not this time though.
Okay, next time.
Yeah.
What channel is this,
Fadi? No, it's just our channel. It's called Silicon Valley Front Row.
Oh, okay.
It's on YouTube.
I
you can
see
check
that
it out.
There.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Yes.
Go USA.
USA and Morocco. Saturday, 10 a.m., Morocco, Canada. Go, Morocco!
Are you from Morocco?
Yes, I'm from Morocco.
I thought you were from Guatemala.
No, I'm the only one.
Yeah, we are, but Guatemala doesn't play.
Okay. So how do you like the game?
It was awesome. Good? It was good.
Well, it's really great to be at this stage of the championship, right?
Yeah,
so it doesn't matter.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason we're here.
Awesome.
You know, yeah, we wanted him to go to another one, but hey, it is what it is.
Does you want to say anything? No? All right, great. Okay,
thank
have
you.
A good one.
All right, have a good one.
What did you root for?
Yeah.
US?
Yes.
Okay. This is the first time you come to a game?
Yeah, first time come to, yeah.
You live around here or?
Shanghai.
You live in Shanghai?
Yeah.
Did you just come to visit or you live?
Yes. Yeah. Come looking from Shanghai. Yesterday.
Just for the game?
Yeah.
Wow.
How many games you gonna see for? Is it only one game?
First one? Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good
thank
one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So,
USA.
I'm the volunteer.
Oh, you volunteer? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
So, where are you from?
I'm from China.
From China, okay.
And I applied for the volunteer role.
I see. Did you go inside?
No, I'm outside.
Outside?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So, who are you rooting for in this game?
For the entire match?
No, for this game.
USA, definitely.
USA, okay.
Yes.
How about the overall?
Argentina.
Argentina.
I'm a big Argentina fan.
You like Messi?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well, what's it like volunteering?
It's very exciting. I've been in the sports team very often, and I love to bring my passion to everyone. And it's been a while since last time U.S. held the World Cup. It's 1994.
Right,
so it's been over 20 years.
Yes.
sense.
Well, some countries never get it. US got it twice.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
Still a good deal.
Very excited.
How do you like the game?
That was amazing.
And are you rooting for the US, I assume?
Yes, yes.
Well, how do you feel about the whole tournament? Who are you rooting for the whole tournament to win?
The US.
And who do you think is going to win?
Not the US. But it was good tonight.
Yeah, all right. Okay. How do you guys like the game?
It was amazing.
Amazing game.
Beautiful game.
It was a beautiful experience.
Really? Money well spent.
Crazy right. Environment. I think all the fans were just fantastic, you know what I mean, the entire time.
Soccer's really growing in the U.S. and that's really good to see. Yeah. And how refs weren't as good as I thought today, you know, made some missed calls.
But
we lived through a 2-0 score. Hey, I think that's really good.
Even down 10 players, a couple minutes left to go, we carried through, we got another one.
Belgium next.
Yeah.
I assume you're a Messi fan, right?
Yes, big Messi fan, but also from the U.S. You gotta represent both.
So who do you think is gonna win the whole thing?
USA, of course.
USA, going all the way.
So I feel very happy that you see like the entire police force is around my bike.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty comfortable. I don't have to keep watching my bike all the time.
Yep, right there in the corner.
Yeah.
You're being helped. You can see the bike right there in the corner.
Are you from here? How do you like the game?
I loved it. It was very exciting.
These guys are pretty excited.
I know.
So, is the first time you watch a soccer game?
No.
This time? This World Cup?
Yeah, I've watched in England as well.
In England?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So, who's your favorite team?
Manchester United.
Ah, there we go. How about in the World Cup here?
England or the USA.
Okay.
Yeah.
But who do you think is going to win?
Maybe Portugal.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
You like Ronaldo?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, me too. I like Ronaldo more than Messi for some reason.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the USA winning today and being so close to July 4th?
I think it's very patriotic. A lot of people decked out in red, white, and blue. It's very exciting. Yeah.
Do you feel the Americans are kind of learning more about soccer these days compared to England?
Yeah, I think we're getting the spirit. It's
there
good.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
How do you guys like the game?
It was good.
How do you feel about the U.S. chances after this game? How do you think they're going to do next?
I think that they're not, that the other, because they don't have the best player, it might not be.
They might not make it much further.
Yeah.
Say, right, okay. Do you feel the same?
I think we're going to beat Belgium.
Beat Belgium, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
Because New Zealand only won by, like, not too much. Uh-huh. So we think that we can win.
Good. All right.
But, you know what is so beautiful about football?
What?
What is so beautiful is that everybody is just filled with love.
Yes.
Fan just gave me this.
Yes, yes. And super excited and happy, right?
Yes, everybody. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like looking at all the people coming down and he tapped me in the back and I turned around and he goes, here, you can have my scarf.
Oh, wow.
So he gave me this.
That's a USA scarf?
That's the FIFA.
Oh, FIFA.
USA.
Hey, can I ask you a couple of questions? How do you like the game?
The game was awesome. 2-0.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that red card. I was a little sketchy about that. I'm going to watch it on TV later and figure that out.
How do you feel about U.S. chances after this game?
Belgium? I don't know. This guy knows. How do you feel about the U.S. chances against Belgium? Hey.
They're good, but we're better.
It's in Seattle. Seattle's loud.
Yeah.
So I feel really good about the U.S.'s chances.
And how do you feel about being so close to July 4th, the U.S. win?
It's a sign.
It feels good.
Awesome.
250 years. It's the year to do it, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be the year to go all the way.
And who do you think is going to win the whole tournament?
Oh, man, you can't ask me that. I hope the USA, but we got some serious obstacles before.
Right.
Who are we playing? Who are you saying? Spain?
No, Belgium is next.
Belgium's next, but in our group is Argentina and Spain, right? Like, it could be ugly, but it's a lot of fun.
All right.
It's a great tournament.
All right.
guys feel about the game?
It's great.
There we go.
Brandon Ayuk's a bitch, bro.
What? But I am excited! Yeah! USA!
First of all, USA had their issues, but they came together and scored what they needed to score. Even with a red card.
That was towards the end, right?
It was towards the end. Yeah. And it was still bullshit, but hey, we still held together.
What do you think the chances for the US are in the next game with Belgium?
All right, so yeah. So I anticipate that game. The only reason with Belgium is that, or the only issue I see with Belgium is that they're older. Hey, they're older. With De Bruyne and like Lukaku, or you know, they're like 40 years old. So hey, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, all right.
I still feel we're gonna win.
Yeah.
And I have tickets, so I will be there. So if you're there, I'll be there too.
Awesome. Let's do it. Where are you from? Where do you live?
I live here.
You live
here? Yeah. So I bought every ticket here, and I was here every game. I didn't care who played.
Yeah.
I'll find a team. I'll cheer for them. Obviously, I got lucky, and USA is here. So finally, my fifth game here was USA.
Nice. Yeah. How do you feel about the World Cup coming to the Bay Area?
USA, baby! Let's go!
I know what's going to happen. I mean, it's the Bay Area. You go internationally, everybody wants to come here. So, just the fact that we've had six games, I knew. And that's why I got every ticket here. So between World Cup, I was here for Copa America, I still came here, I don't care who plays, I'm here. So,
do you think Americans are getting more to like soccer?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
20 years ago is like.
Oh, 20 years ago. If you look at the World Cup in 1994.
It was 30 actually.
Yeah. So 30 years.
Yeah.
It's still growing. Still growing. But now, just the energy and the atmosphere. So the last like few weeks, I've had to explain soccer so many times because I love soccer. I love football.
Yeah.
You know, I went to Euro Cup last year, or 2 years ago, in Germany. So, I love going to games.
So, what do you think the chances of the U.S. are in the next game with Belgium?
I think they're going to do good. I mean, they have a really good energy right now. So, I think if they keep this momentum going, they're going to do really well.
Who's your favorite team to win other than the U.S. the whole tournament?
Brazil.
Are you from Brazil?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Where are they playing next? Norway.
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't look good, but.
Well, Brazil is like, what, five championships?
Yes.
The most of anyone.
Well, we're going for the X.
Is Neymar playing now? Is he in?
Oh, we never know, right? He's in the team, but we never know if Solange is going to let him in or not.
Yeah.
But hopefully he will play in the next one. I think they tend to put him when they feel like it's a very hard one. So I guess we're going to do it.
Are you from Brazil also?
No.
How do you feel about the U.S. winning so close to July 4th? What is it significant? How significant do you think it is?
I think it contributes to the energy, the patriotism. Like, people are getting behind it, you know, getting behind the team. So. Yeah. I think this is all contributing to their success.
Yeah. Can I ask you a few questions?
Ask me a few questions,
yes.
Please.
How do you feel about the game?
I feel great. Considering we're not even supposed to be here.
Huh? Yes.
We did
yes.
good.
But what team are you presenting? Bosnia, right?
Bosnia.
Are you from Bosnia?
I am from Bosnia.
Oh, that is awesome. So you guys took out Italy, right?
We took out Italy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we won.
Yeah.
And this is a win for us. We're proud of our boys. Go Bosnia!
Yeah. Good job. A little bit excited, but that's how these games are.
Yeah.
Getting a little bit excited.
Hey, nice jersey. Is that the vintage one?
Which team are you representing? Bosnia?
Bosnia, yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about the game? First of all,
great game. Happy to be here.
Yes.
As good as I expected.
Are you from, you just come from Bosnia visiting?
We live here, they came from Bosnia.
Oh, you did? So how do you like the atmosphere?
obviously,
everyone is rooting for the U.S., but yes. I think it's so great you guys are here. And I know you guys took Italy, so that's a really big deal.
Yes.
So do
Do you like it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I enjoy it. Yeah.
I mean, just to be here, it's fantastic. Yes. How do you feel? What's your overall?
I feel content.
Yeah?
Yeah, content.
Next time, right?
Next time. This is a young team, so in 4 years, just wait.
Who do you think is going to win the whole tournament?
Ooh, it's a toss-up. So many know.
France, maybe. Yeah. Argentina or Brazil.
Is it? Okay. A lot of people feel good about France.
Yeah.
France, maybe.
Three teams.
Argentina
or Brazil.
Do you feel the crowd is pretty good? Like they're giving you a hard time?
No.
Okay. Everyone's really friendly.
Pretty friendly. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Bye. USA, baby! Let's go! Vamos!
Right when I said that. Can I ask you guys a couple of questions?
Yeah, sure.
So what's with the hat?
Well, Alex
is it Switzerland?
Cheesehead from Wisconsin. Alex Freeman's dad, Antonio Freeman, former Packer. Go Pack Go. But plus, I'm also from Wisconsin. He just really likes cheese.
How do you feel about the U.S. winning today?
Theo, how do you feel, man?
Good.
It's great.
Good.
That was awesome. The grit and going down a man and still coming back and scoring. It was great. It was awesome to see that.
How do you feel they're going to do in the next game with Belgium?
Well, we don't have Belgium, right? So it's going to be a little bit tricky. But what I've seen from them, I think they're going to do great.
Yeah.
Theo? Hey? Working hard, powering through it, not taking little dives. They're eating their cheese. Yeah?
Where are you guys from?
Originally Wisconsin. But now Menlo Park.
You're Menlo Park?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Thanks.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah.
Who cut the cheese? I'm just kidding.
How do you guys feel about the game?
Yeah, we just did.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Bay Area.
Oh,
a region by China.
All right.
Okay.
Good one.
Go USA.
Hey, how you guys doing? What team are you representing?
Colombia.
Last time we saw Colombians. So you're playing. Who are you playing next?
Friday. Yes. Versus Congo.
Congo.
Yes.
Okay.
How do you like this game?
Oh, it's perfect, man. Polish is very good and Balogun too. Yeah. I don't know what happened with that red card, but Balogun is very, very good player.
Who do you think is gonna win the whole tournament?
Colombia, for sure.
All right.
Bye.
Good luck.
Colombia. Okay. Bye.
Questions?
Yeah, I got questions.
Yeah. How do you like the game?
Oh, what an amazing game. Holy moly. Couldn't believe it. After the first half, you know, we took the lead, but then that second half, that free kick, chef's kiss.
Is the second goal?
Yeah, you can't go wrong. I mean, even, I don't know, was it man down?
Yeah.
Beautiful. I felt like the refs were against us the majority of the game. I felt the officiating was very interesting, but that free kick, you know, can't complain.
Yeah.
Belgium, here we come. That's going to be a great game. I'm very excited for that. You know, they look good too.
Where are you from?
Here.
From right here? Okay.
Yeah. Right. We.
The first game you see or you see the others?
This is my fourth game.
Fourth game?
Yeah. Here at not Levi's Stadium, you know, the, what is it called? San Francisco Bay Area Stadium. Yeah.
For at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Now we work in Santa Cruz, so we got the whole system down. But
so how do you feel about the red card? What happened there?
Ooh. I don't want to be biased. I mean, I felt like the ref honestly had some interesting calls against the U.S. And we had some friends. I mean, it's tough from the stadium. They don't show you the replays, right, on the thing?
Yeah.
On the Jumbotron. But we actually had friends show us some clips. And, I mean, it was way less dangerous than what Messi did in the first game, right, with his cleats on that player's calves. So, like, a red on our best forward. Interesting, but luckily it didn't matter, you know. So.
The second goal. Tell us about that second goal.
Ooh, that that free kick. My boy over here, he's like, I don't know, I got a feeling they're lining up. He actually thought Pulisic was going to take it, and I like the deception of having Tillman, you know, Pulisic running over and Tillman taking it. Can't get any better for a 2-0 win.
We can feel the excitement from outside here. We feel the stadium like it's like an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. So. Earthquake. I mean, welcome to the Bay Area. Earthquakes all around.
think about the next one with Belgium?
Oh, Belgium's going down.
It's going down.
Going down. Dos a cero again.
How far do you think the U.S. is going to get this time?
Well, they're definitely at least going to the quarters. At least to the quarters.
Nice. And who do you think is going to win the whole thing?
France, Spain,
or maybe the U.S.
Or maybe the U.S., yes. You believe in miracles, right?
Yes.
How do you miracle feel
about,
on grass.
How do you feel about the U.S. winning so close to July 4th?
Oh, that's awesome. It's special, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. So that's a wrap, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, how do you feel about all the fans today?
Everyone is excited, and what's interesting is that almost everyone likes the U.S. Even the Bosnian people we talked to, they kind of like the environment, they like the atmosphere, they like even the U.S. So
yeah,
it's a great experience for everyone. I think what's really interesting is that we're 2 days away. Is it? We're 3 days away from July 4th.
Oh, yeah, yeah, thing. Yeah.
And for the U.S. to be in it, to continue the championship, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's very symbolic. And you know, even though Bosnia lost, the fans were still happy. They were still happy to be here. Yeah. And I think that's what's so great. I mean, I was surprised. I was like, they like being here, you know?
Hey, yeah, I agree.
How's it going?
I agree.
Where are you guys from?
California.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice. Where are you from?
I agree.
California, right, San Jose. Ah, how's the game?
Amazing! We won 2-0.
All right. Yeah.
How do you feel about the next game with Belgium?
Yeah. I think we're going to dominate. Awesome. It's a great team. It's a great team.
All right. All right. Take care.
We're about to wrap it up because from my experience, when it gets dark and people get a little bit excited, maybe alcohol is going to come in and other things. So we're probably going to leave here pretty soon. But so far it's been very quiet. It's been very peaceful and it's great atmosphere.
Yeah.
So it looks great.
Yeah, super cool. And one of the officers or security people told us, usually people stay like 2 hours after the game, right? And this is the last game. They might even stay even longer with all the setup and cleanup here.
Yeah, this is in so many ways very significant because it is the last game of this World Cup at Levi Stadium. And it's the first time the U.S. won a game in a knockout stage since 94, like 30 years ago. So it's a big deal.
So thanks for tuning into Silicon Valley Front Row. This is not really tech related, but you know, it's a really big deal here in Silicon Valley in the Bay Area. And we're glad you're able to come to the journey and share it with us. All right.
Thank you and have a good one.
Okay, cool.
And the excitement continues.